And I almost like that. It maybe it'd have a shoulder bone or a ham bone, you know, with all the meat that you could cut off to fry, but still there was a little meat on the bone. Well, that made a good broth and the cornmeal dumplings. Of course, some like the flour dumplings, and the mother made them some.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make anything that was called a corn dodger?
Well, that was kind of just cakes, you know, just kind of in. I think the dodgers is kind of like what we call muffins, you know, in a muffin pan, kind of like that.
I'm sorry, I don't believe I understand that.
Just make it up, you know, in a batter and cook. Well, that's the way we did it. And put it in a muffin tin or something in a greaser. Then you have just cornbread baked in pans. And also, I like it now better baked in an iron skillet. I still use an iron skillet to bake cornbread. Mm-hmm. Except when I'm going to make a little corn light bread. I don't care too much about it. I just make it once in a while for a change.
I see.
And,
did you ever fry anything? Did you ever make anything out of cornmeal that could be fried?
Oh, I make just a kind of a pancake. You can stir it up, you know, put a little milk in, put a little egg in it and stir it up. And just make it just kind of a medium stiff batter. Drop it in hot fat, you know, and fry it. I make them sometimes when I want to fix something quick, and I really like them once in a while too.
Mm-hmm. Those aren't called corn dodgers.
Huh?
Those wouldn't be corn dodgers.
No, they'd be a kind of a flapjack once you fry them.
Flapjack, I see.
Flapjack. That's what I call them.
Would that be a whole cake?
No, just in small cakes, you know, just like a tux. Take about a tablespoonful of it and fry it, you know. Breaders or something like that is really, and pancakes. And you can make them a flour or meal, either one, you know.
I see. Did you ever make any mush? Did you ever make
it? No, I never did. My mother's made a little of it. We didn't care anything about
it. Care.
She could make it, but we didn't care anything about it. Mm-hmm.
How did she give it to you? How did she serve it?
I don't remember too much about it, but I think she cooked it, you know, cooked it, and it was seasoned, and it was salt, at least I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I didn't like it, and it didn't seem like any of the family didn't like it, because she didn't make it very often.
Did you care for grits?
No, I don't reckon. We used to.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of things would you make for dessert, sort of sweet things?
For dessert?
Yes.
Well, we made cakes, and they made pies, some pan pies, you know, custard pies, you know, with one crust. And then we'd make cobbler pies out of a big old pan, we'd call them pudding pans, make a cobbler pie. That was a family pie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For the serving the family come in handy and make one. I still like cobbler pies. I make them myself. Mm-hmm. I make them for one now. And
they are delicious. Cobblers are delicious.
And sweeten them good and have some sweet milk and butter, you know, good. And I think they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially blackberry cobblers. Mm-hmm. And I like peach cobbler pie. That's just about my favorite kind. I make them every once in a while.
I had peach cobbler for lunch today in Bolivar.
Did you?
Oh, it was excellent.
Yeah, some of the places up here at Lexington, they serve cobbler pies part of the time, I think.
Very good. Did you ever make a little thing with a hole in it and fry it?
Donuts?
Yes.
No, I never did make any of them.
Uh-huh. And